touch wood, it's going far. I mean, what we know now about the project is it's definitely going ahead. It has a very exciting tour schedule. There are actually going to be two copies of this piece made now, because in the course of developing the project, one venue came to me and said, yes, we'd like to show this piece, but we don't want to just borrow it for a couple of months. We're doing a major exhibition about Waterloo. We want to have our own copy of this that we can keep through the whole of that exhibition and then keep into the future, so we can use it for an education and when we go into schools and talk to children about army music and bugles and army life. We'd like to use Call Up the Men as a tool for that. So that opens at the beginning of June over in Cardiff at Cardiff Castle. And then the main commissioner of this project is the Durham Light Infantry and Durham Art Gallery, who share a gallery space up in Durham. And they're showing this work from July the 17th through till October. And after that, it goes up to Carlisle, where I'm very excited. It's going to a museum which is an 11th century castle. So my anoraks will be all very shiny on that day. So it goes up there at the beginning of October and stays till, as yet not sure exactly when, probably around the end of November. Then the plan is that it goes to Leeds, to a museum there, in the first quarter of next year, then down to Hampshire, to an old coastal fortification that is now a museum, and it'll show there for 3 months. Then it's scheduled to go to the Museum of the Corps of Army Music, which is in Twickenham, just for a short run. That one is just a month, the height of summer. And then it's going down to the Museum of the Royal Corps of Signals in Dorset for a 3 month run there. And then, of course, I hope it will continue after that, but it's a pretty healthy start. I'm really excited and so pleased that people are seeing the point of it and that venues are understanding the intention of it and why it can be a useful part of their public offer and their exhibitions over the next 2 years and beyond, of course. I do try where possible to bring things that I make home to Lincoln. My previous piece, Other Ranks, showed at the Drill Hall last November just for a brief run. But of course, the Drill Hall are a very good venue for this kind of work because their history is all military, hence the name. And so their building is steeped in military history, and I'll probably call up the men to the Drill Hall at some point. Or if not, it will be in Lincoln somewhere at some point. Of course it will. Failing all else, it will be in my garden. But via my website, people can keep up to date with where it is and my other work in general.